mention there. The government house, as it's so called.
Yeah. Well, let me go back to fences. Let me see. They must have had fences like on the sides and around the back and so on.
Well, may have been around the back. Keep cows and chickens and stuff.
Yeah, you had to have fences around the cow and horse lot.
I know it around the lot, around the cow lot.
Yeah.
What kind of fences were they usually?
Well, this one down here was typical picket, white picket fence.
Okay.
We had just as a property line, all they had between here and the property and the rail, just a wire fence, piece of Cessna cyclone fence.
Mm-hmm.
But the picket fence at the front of the house was a picket fence, wouldn't you say?
Yes, mostly. And then our back fence was just a solid board fence.
Yeah, that's true.
In front of
the stable.
See, our place was on a corner. Yours wasn't. You could have everything back this way. Yeah. But ours was on two streets. And back there by the stable, was, as I remember, was a solid board fence.
Mm-hmm.
About, well, of course, I was
you're right.
When I think about it, but I would say nearly 6 feet
high. Now, that was a frequent thing, a white board fence. Mm-hmm. But 12-inch wide pine boards.
Whitewashed them all the time. It was not painted. It was whitewashed.
Uh-huh.
But I remember that Henry Cummings, I remember on that fence once, got covered in whitewash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the thing. That was covered. I told you she could remember things I've forgotten.
Did they ever in town here have barbed wire fences?
Well, of course, they had them out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the barbed wire fence separated these residences.
Yeah.
That cruel thing.
Yeah. Okay.
No barbed wire fence.
They ever have, out in the country around here, have you ever seen, what kinds of fences have you seen out in the country around here?
Well, they're barbed wire fences in the old days, I guess they still are.
You ever seen any made out of wood?
I don't believe so.
Like those up in North Carolina, I don't remember seeing
them. You mean a split rail fence? Yeah, I've never seen a split rail fence here. The kind that Abraham Lincoln split. There was one split rail fence in North Carolina. I see it every time when I go there, and I comment that it's been there, well, I say it's been there 60 years, and I say it's been there 70-odd years. We used to go up there, when I was 3 years old. I don't believe I remember that, but from, I'd say that fence, I know it's been there since 1900.
Hmm.
I don't know what kind of wood it is. It couldn't be white pine, it's not that good. It could be yellow pine.
But not around here?
No. Yeah. No, I never see a split rail fence yet.
Yeah.
Snake fence, or something. Kind of Abraham, you see it in all the pictures of the early American.
You know, when they put in a barbed wire fence, they dig holes, the things they put in the holes that go.
I imagine so.
Yeah, what do they call those, the upright things?
Fence poles.
Okay.
And it's simple as that.
Okay. Then you mentioned use a bucket in the well. What was that made out of?
The old oaken bucket, iron bound bucket, moss covered bucket hung in the well. Oak, I guess.
Usually wood.
Yeah, it was wood. I see the tin metal would rust. Out in the country sometimes you see a rusty old tin thing, but I think, look at it. It's just the old well, the romance in that song, the old oaken bucket that hung by the well. Now, you know, wells have different kinds. A well, the long pole that is a lever that dips down and pulls it out and comes up. I've seen pictures of it. And then there's a well with two buckets. One go down empty, the other come down full with a pulley top. Mm-hmm. But as I recall, and the well we have down at the Mackey House, to the handle.
But there was a well open back where the library is over here.
Mm-hmm.
It stayed there until I was quite a big, and it had a